It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz.
And I'm Melissa Block. If you were in Los Angeles this week, you could have peeked inside a Hyatt Hotel banquet room and glimpsed some simple treasures that belonged to John Wayne. His family auctioned off hundreds of the actor's personal items. They'd been in storage since Wayne's death more than 30 years ago. As Shireen Marisol Meraji reports, people came not just to buy, but to pay tribute to the Duke.
Had my back broke once, and my hip twice, and on my worst day, I could beat the hell out of you.
The khaki-colored cowboy hat that got knocked off John Wayne's head during this scene in the 1972 film The Cowboys was on display, sweat stains and all. And a few paces down the hotel banquet hall hung a sky blue terry cloth robe with Duke embroidered on it. Glass display cases were full of random items like 30-year-old aftershave, dozens of keys to dozens of cities, and loose pages from John Wayne's old address book. In it, Zsa Zsa Gabor's phone number, Gregory Peck's address, and the contact info for his vet. Summer Howe drove more than 2 hours to see the collection.
You're pretty young. How old are you?
21.
You're 21, and you're a John Wayne fan.
Yes.
Explain to me why this is.
My dad loved John Wayne, and I grew up watching his films ever since I was a kid. And I lived on a farm, and so I was always a country girl, and he was my big hero.
Howe said if she had enough money to buy anything her hero owned, it would be John Wayne's China hutch. She says she'd call it the Duke. 80-year-old Bill Atkins knew the Duke personally. He came from Bowie, Maryland to check out the showcase.
I was in a movie when I was a 19-year-old Marine.
That was in 1950 when John Wayne filmed Flying Leathernecks at Camp Pendleton. Atkins was there too, getting ready to ship out to fight in the Korean War, until he was approached to play a small role in the movie.
And my outfit, 100 of them ended up in Korea and 15 of them were killed in action. So in a way, I kind of feel like this movie might have saved my life.
Atkins said he didn't come to bid on any of the items in the John Wayne auction. But to thank the Duke for keeping him out of harm's way, Bill Atkins is petitioning the U.S. Treasury to put John Wayne on the $1 bill. He even brought a prototype with him. John Wayne's dead center, wearing a cowboy hat and bandana.
Well, good luck, Pilgrim.
For NPR News, I'm Shireen Marisol Meraji in Los Angeles.